For the first time in 14 years, teen pregnancy is on the rise. Some members of YPRESS noticed this trend in celebrity headlines, their school, and in the community. The Center for Disease Control reports that during 2005 to 2006, teen pregnancy rose 3%. YPRESS talks with local and national organizations about this rising statistic.
According to the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, about 750,000 teens will become pregnant this year. Paula Parker Sawyer, the campaign's director of outreach and partnership, says there are many reasons for this, such as a lack of education and a decrease of contraception use.
Well, clearly the first thing that schools can do is to have classes that are talking about, first, healthy relationships. Because one of the first things we have to talk about is recognizing what a healthy relationship is. Knowing that having sex, and particularly having unprotected sex, with someone with the intent of keeping them close to you or is not a tool for building a strong relationship.
The National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy says about one-third of all high school students are sexually active, resulting in a 3 out of every 10 girls in the U.S. becoming pregnant before they reach the age of 20. Less than 5% of teen parents will choose to give their baby up for adoption. Betty Cockrum, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Indiana, says abstinence-only education is a big reason for the rise in teen pregnancy.
We very much agree that abstinence needs to be taught, but it needs to be an abstinence plus curriculum so that for those youth who do decide to become sexually active, they have an understanding about it, they're making well-informed decisions, and they know how to protect themselves. And so you need to be taught how all of that works, from the biology of it to the relationship aspect of it.
Parker's organization says teen mothers are less likely to finish high school and more likely to end up on public assistance. Teen fathers are less likely to be involved in their children's lives. Kids without a stable father figure are twice as likely to drop out of school and earn a lower income.
If a teen is pregnant, she needs a support system, and she needs to be given direction on how to become a good, responsible parent. It's a pretty tough job, and it's the most important thing we ever do.
Research shows that using both abstinence-only and a comprehensive sex education curriculum works best for the prevention of unplanned pregnancy. For YPRESS, I'm Nick Graven.